Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a fact of life. Those summer warm fronts most of us crave often come with a side of thunder and lightning and high winds and hail and, on rare occasions, tornadoes. We're still counting up the damage from Monday night storms. Of course, Monday, you know, triple-digit heat. The atmosphere was extremely agitated, a lot of water in the air. Dew points were up around 70, and the result, severe straight-line winds. You don't have to have a tornado to have problems. Straight-line winds can top 100, 120 miles an hour. One person dead, another hospitalized after a tree fell on a camper during severe storms up in Douglas County near Alexandria. This, according to sheriff's officials, this was at the Elmwood Resort on Lake Mary near Alexandria. And it got me thinking, a question that comes up every summer, people say, Paul, I'm going camping. I'm going to be out in the woods. I'm a little nervous about thunderstorms. What should I be doing? So I have some ideas, but I'm just curious if they line up with what Kenny Blumenfeld is thinking. He's senior climatologist at the Minnesota DNR Division of Ecological and Water Resources. That's a long title. Hi, Kenny. Welcome back.
Oh, it's an honor to be on. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I bet you they line up. I bet you our ideas line up here. That's what I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, at some point, if you're out in the woods in the middle of nowhere and there are trees everywhere, You're somewhat limited what you can do. I always think, okay, if you're at a park, there's probably a restroom, right? A structure of some sort. That's where I would ride it out. Otherwise, I'd go to my car or truck and ride it out in a vehicle. But, you know, if trees come down, there's only so much you can do. What would you do?
Yeah, I think it all starts with situational awareness, right? I mean, I think it's really important. We forget that we're ultimately responsible for, you know, understanding where we are and what the threats are or the risks associated with where we are. And I think, you know, going back to tips that I heard you give, years ago, I think everyone who you should bring a weather radio with you. A portable weather radio can be programmed to understand your location and give you the warnings that are pertinent only to where you are. I think that's, you know, just like a smoke detector in every home and every room in every home, you want to have a weather radio that can alert you to the really big stuff. And as people probably know, you leave it on silence mode, and it only goes off when there's a warning you need to hear about. So it's not, you don't have the tin man on the radio chattering at you the whole time. I think that's one really important safety precaution. And then the other is, you know where you are, understand your surroundings, understand where the shelter is. I think you're right, Paul, that when you're out in the woods, I mean, there's really only so much you can do. And that is some of the risk that we assume when we decide we're going to go camping or go rough it a bit. But you can always hedge against the hazards that are possible by, understanding where you are and understanding where you could go or what you would want to do in the event that some serious storms come your way.
Yeah, great advice. A portable NOAA weather radio, which goes off, 3 in the morning, you're sound asleep and there are severe storms moving in. Believe me, you will wake up. That thing lets out a squawk. And you can pick them up, I think, for like 20, 30, 40 bucks. You don't have to spend stupid money. But NOAA weather radio is still the only thing that will wake you up 24/7 and give you that alert. It also helps to know what county you're in. You know, maybe you drove 3 hours north and, okay, what county am I? Those basics, just knowing, hey, I'm in Todd County. No, I'm in Crow Wing County, and so I better pay attention to this particular warning because it is for Crow Wing County. So, yeah, that is good advice. Hey, Kenny, you're being featured now in the Star Tribune talking about how our heat waves are becoming more humid over time. Correct me if I'm wrong. The warming signal, mainly during the winter months, our winters are not as you know, devastatingly cold as they were 30, 40, 50 years ago. But the summers, not necessarily hotter, not yet, but they are more humid, consistently higher dew points, right?
Yeah, that's basically it. And, you know, we haven't seen an increase in the number of heat waves or the number of hot days or even the highest temperatures of the year. And a typical heat wave now isn't necessarily all that different from what you would have experienced 30, 40, 50 years ago. What has changed, and it's subtle, but what has changed are these incredibly humid heat waves. Now, what we had on Monday actually doesn't qualify. I'm talking about the kind where the dew point temperature is up, you know, in the upper 70s or even 80 or higher. Those are really those are creatures of the recent decades and didn't really used to happen all that frequently, if at all, back, you know, kind of in the olden days. And they're still rare. We don't even get them every year, but they have become more common and occasionally more extreme. So, you know, in 2019, we had widespread heat index values of 115 or so, and those were driven mostly by the really high dew points on top of temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And in 2011, you know, we had record-setting dew point temperatures and therefore record-setting heat index values. They're still rare events, but those are really what's kind of crept up, and that's the disturbing change that we've had within the behavior of our heat waves. They're still rare. It's a subtle change, but they have become more common and occasionally more severe than they used to be.
Is there a link with a warmer climate? I mean, 1 degree Celsius warming, that's probably a low figure for Minnesota, but averaged over the world, that's, what, 7-8% more water in the air. So as you heat up the air, it can hold more water vapor, so there's just more fuel, whether it's for severe storms, flooding, or ways to spike these heat waves, make them feel hotter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right. Our warming here might be greater than the global average, but, you know, we still get our water from other parts of the globe. So when we get humid, it's because we're getting more air from the Gulf of Mexico. And there is more water coming off the Gulf of Mexico because there's more evaporation because the temperatures have risen. And so, you know, just like they always find when they do the attribution studies, you know, it's not that the change in climate is making these heat waves entirely. It's that it's contributing to them becoming more humid. And some of the extreme ones, you probably can detect a signal from the way that the climate has changed because it's put more water in the atmosphere in addition to making us warmer.
Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld, Senior Climatologist, Minnesota DNR, Division of Ecological and Water Resources. To me, you're just Kenny, and you're a reliable source of great information, and I so appreciate you coming on with us the last couple of years, Kenny, and we will keep in touch, okay?
Indeed. Always nice talking with you. I'll be interested to hear your forecasts going forward, and we will stay in touch. Thanks. I'm really honored to be on during this final week here. Real nice. Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it, Kenny. Thank you for that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.